We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, looks like a nice day out there. Everything's soaking wet. Is it wet at your house? Did it rain last night?
It is, but I see blue skies.
Yeah, looks delightful.
Oh, actually. I see wind though too. Boo.
Oh yeah, slightly.
Hey, can I read a couple texts from that story we did last break about the video games? One of the new hot games is that cyberpunk game that Keanu Reeves is repping. 602 must be Canadian. Good Lord, sorry for the jumbled text regarding cyberpunk. No, you didn't do anything. Listen,
it's not you.
Got a really interesting price on a email program, and it doesn't. Anyway, I'm driving, but there are options for children on the cyberpunk game to buy porn. Prostitution is represented, rape scenes, and very vivid and graphic. It's actually written Jenna as the girl name, and then Talia.
Oh, Jenna Talia.
Jenna Talia. many teens are waffling on getting it, wanting to avoid those parts of the game, but knowing from the reputation of the company that produces fantastic games with great storylines. It's just a conversation one may want to have with their child. Thanks for sharing. And Vinny, that's why my kiddo told me about it. He did the research and he didn't like those components of the game. Well, you're raising a very
responsible young person.
Yes, very well done. One more here. There are settings at the beginning of Cyberpunk where you set up your character and you can choose man area size and color or woman area.
You are
kidding
me. If
you choose to be a girl character. But you can also set it up where none of that is available and it's more of a PG-13 game.
Oh.
Someone else wrote in, and this is the last one I'll do for now. Good morning, my sunshines. FYI, Cyberpunk is rated M for mature. It means it's 17 and up only. So that's good to know.
Those things being available, it just feels, I get it. People can do whatever they want and code whatever they want to into their games, but that seems wrong.
You know why men don't get to pick their size?
Why?
Because we're not responsible with that kind of decision. I'd be unable to walk.
Yeah. Mm. It would be truly the third largest of your legs.
Right.
That is a... It's a choice that I'm guessing everyone makes the same one on if you're choosing to be a guy.
Male genitalia.
Yeah.
All right.
I won't get into any more of that. So, yeah. Go on, Sarah.
Oh.
Male genitalia.
Yeah, choosing our own size is just
enjoying the review. All right, let's see. I'm sure I have a sponsor. It's the radio.com app. Oh. Get the radio.com app, and then you can stream us live and get our show's full podcast while we're on vacation. And while you're on vacation, or if you're not taking a vacation, we're still here for you. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys can hear, but there's a crowd outside my house screaming about how great radio.com is. They gather here each morning just to be like, oh, my God, she mentioned it. It's a touchdown. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Boy. You guys, okay, disperse. I talked about it. Now get out of here. Come on, you guys. You must have things to do. Off you go. Get. Oh. Boy, these guys, I mean, they're real enthusiasts. People love radio.com. I mean, I can't blame them, but still.
What?
Was that somebody spiking a highlighter cup? I think it was.
Unbelievable. They're just there. It's like they're messing up my backyard, just letting me know how much they love the radio.com app. Well, Luke, you should try it too, I guess, huh?
Radio.com.
Seems like a good one.
It's free. It's free, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Get it. What's your favorite Christmas song of all time?
I like the U2 version of Baby Please Come Home.
That is a great song. Nicole, you got a favorite? Brent, a favorite? The one that you're like, I love it so much.
Silent Night.
Oh, Silent Night. Why Silent Night?
White Christmas.
Oh, Holy
White
Night.
Christmas.
Oh, darn it. I got the answer wrong. What I meant to say was Jerry Christmas.
No. That's, don't say that. That's just our dumb little song. Oh, that'll be your favorite next year when it's a huge hit.
I really just hit internet. Me like lightning, like, oh, she was setting me up for promotion.
No, no. I'm
so
truly,
dumb.
Jerry Christmas is
Jerry
not on
Christmas
the list.
Is my favorite Christmas song.
If you're wondering what Vinny's talking about, go to at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram. We did a Christmas song. Thank you for the mention. That is not in this list. So, Bryn, what did you decide? Oh, Holy Night or Silent Night? Oh, Holy Night is also my favorite holiday song of all of them. I friggin' love Oh, Holy Night. I listen to that in July sometimes. Just, I'm like, but I feel like listening to Oh, Holy Night. And, Bryn, Vin, what did you say your favorite
was? I like U2's version of Baby Please Come Home. I'm surprised because no one has said the Mariah song. That is one of the big ones.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're about to list us.
I'm
going to
give you
in the top five.
They ask Americans, what is your favorite song for All Christmas? Right. I'm sorry to say you two didn't make it in there, but that's a great song. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses also did not make the list, which is one of the great ones. That's maybe like my second or third favorite. At number 10 is Jingle Bells. The old Jingle Bells.
Oh, not by anyone in particular.
No, just the song. Okay. This is just, a lot of these are traditional Christmas carols, so, you know, just makes you feel happy, laughing all the way.
I hate that Michael Bublé has grown on me so much, too. I know, you don't like him. I know most people don't. I actually don't.
No, people love him. I mean, yeah.
I like the guy. I think
I didn't
he's got
love
some
him,
good
but
songs.
I realize that the poor man's Harry Connick Jr. It fits right in.
Sure. You know, it's every
cheesy
stripe.
And
it's perfect.
Homogenous. Homogenized. All right. Number 9. And I also do love this song. It's one of my, I love a lot of Christmas carols. I mean,
Me too.
You sing them all growing up. You know them all. These are all well-known songs to us. Number 9 is Little Drummer Boy. I love it.
Oh, I love the Bing. Is it Bing Crosby and David Bowie do that
yes,
one?
It's
I
a love beautiful that version. Mashup. It's so gorgeous.
Oh, come on, yeah, Bryn.
That's the one.
All right.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Oh, Jesus. 4-4-3. You're not
Bieber's
funny.
Drummer boy?
No. Not Justin Bieber's drummer boy. Did you get a text?
Me?
Oh. No. Vinny's.
Mine's is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Vinny Hassan,
yeah.
Says 4-4-3.
That's one of
get
my. That's
here.
Definitely my favorite version of that song.
No, it's not.
All right, let's
anyway,
hear it, Bryn. I want to hear the David Bowie version.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Did they have a because I see a live one. Hold on. You don't want
yeah,
it is
on
live.
TV.
It's live.
They're doing
a
TV show.
Yeah, right. That's the one live thing that's acceptable
exactly.
On the show.
I always, you know, you always give me crap for
and the other one.
He's talking there.
That's okay. Let it roll.
Peace on earth. Can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
So beautiful. God, I love it.
See the day of glory. See the day.
Oh, look at the two of them. Then. Rest in peace, both of you.
Peace on earth.
God. So beautiful. So that's, that version of Little Drummer Boy. I'm just going to assume that that's what everybody
meant.
So
impressive.
Just
they're
gorgeous.
Doing two, feels like two completely different things at once. I would
absolutely.
Be like, Bing, you've got to stop doing that underneath me. I cannot sing.
I can't hold my note.
You're killing me over here.
It's a three-way tie in sixth place. So sixth, seventh, and eighth place go to Carol of the Bells, which is the dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun. Oh, okay. Sure.
Is this the Guggenheim or the
Trans-Siberian
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, right.
Then the Christmas song, which I think is chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Isn't that the Christmas song? And then the third song in this three-way tie is something called Mary Did You Know. Does anyone know this song?
I know that song. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I know that song, too.
I don't think I know this song. A new Christmas song?
Do. It's not a new
Christmas song. No, it's not.
Don't know. Once you hear it, you're going to be like, that song. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will
one day walk on? I never heard this.
No, I don't think I've ever
heard that in my life.
It's covered so many times. I think
it's by everybody.
There's like I want to say Christina Aguilera maybe did it too. The blind will see, the deaf will hear,
the deaf will never hear. Maybe I've heard it, but I don't know
this
one. Yeah. I feel like
where was that ranked?
Remember, it's a tie for sixth place. Carol of the Bells Christmas song and Mary Did You Know. I guess it just missed me.
I don't know it.
Missed us. Mary, did you know
that your baby Pentatonics
would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? All right, moving on. Coming in at number five is I think you said this one, Nicole. White Christmas. Is that your favorite?
Yeah,
that's a lovely
one. With Bing Crosby.
Oh, the Bing Crosby version. Yeah. Is that the one that you grabbed there, Brittany?
Of course it is. I'm dreaming
of a white Christmas. So pretty.
I love the movie too.
God, and just the Christmas, look, what is it about them? It's music, you wouldn't listen to this kind of music, but it just, I guess it just evokes childhood memories, and it's like a nostalgia thing, and
totally.
It's like, that's why it's really hard to get a new Christmas song into the mix. You know, there's very few that rise to the level of the traditional songs. Coming in at this is a tie for number three. So this is numbers three and four. Oh Holy Night, which Bryn and I both selected as our favorite songs, and Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle Bell Rock is not the Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I was very surprised to see that one didn't make the top 10, but Oh Holy Night and Jingle Bell Rock. I freaking love Oh Holy Night. I know. Oh, no, we can still play it.
No, you can't. It's
sure
not
can.
In the top 10. No.
No, I feel like it's an honorable mention, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Vinny Hassan.
No, oh, please don't. No, Brent, don't.
Queuing up Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, there you go. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
All right.
And now do Oh Holy Night.
Okay.
That's our favorite.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party. Hop, hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Nice.
Oh, it goes on. I didn't realize it was so long.
One more time.
Come on, keep going. Let me hear Oh Holy Night. Oh, is he there?
Oh, sorry. Were you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What'd you say?
Oh, Holy Night. Let's hear Oh Holy Night.
I was queuing up the part that that you want to
hear. Yeah, the one. Yeah.
Here we go.
Fall on your knees. Who's this?
The one and only.
Is that Mariah?
Uh-huh.
Or is that Whitney?
It's the only way that anyone could hit those notes. This is... Oh, listen. You know...
No way. You gotta just let her go.
Okay, all right, let her go.
You gotta let her go.
Sorry.
Oh,
pouring out of her. Jeez. That must be an old recording because she used to play with that voice like a little toy.
How dare you, Sarah?
She can't sing anymore. So,
oh my God.
That song,
easy.
Listen,
Jeez.
That song is already insanely difficult to sing, and she's got to be two steps above where people are normally singing it because that is just, I mean,
you mean register wise?
Just what key it's in. Like, right. she just has to be. You know, because you can, it's hard. It's hard in whatever its normal
key
is.
Let's hear you do it.
No.
Come on.
What, no.
Why
Merry Christmas to me. You don't have to do it, Sarah. Oh, thank you. Best gift I got. And it's a tie for first place for All I Want for Christmas Is You, another Mariah classic. And by the way, really the only modern song on here. There you go. And the first thing that fell out of your mouth, Bryn. Okay. There it is. Ooh. And it's tied with that song is Silent Night, which is just, it's almost like a lullaby, Christmas lullaby.
Listen to that soothing voice.
Is it Michael Bublé?
All is bright.
There's no bite. No watered down.
What are you talking offensive. About? That guy's butter. Ooh. What's wrong with you?
I can't believe it's not butter. It's almost butter. Not quite. Anyway, there you go. Those are the songs we love the most as Americans. And now for the songs that are done by Jewish performers for the 8 nights of Hanukkah. Dave Grohl's been doing this since last Friday. We actually skipped yesterday, which was a travesty that we would skip it. He actually did the Elastica song Connection, which I love this song. Actually, we sing Connection, A Connection Is Made, all the time when we're doing like a plugging things in.
What are you even talking about? What is this song? I've never heard this.
Oh, you've heard this. You'll definitely recognize this. You've heard it. It was a huge hit in the 90s. So I guess apparently there's, maybe the lead singer's Jewish because this is the one they covered for night 6 of Hanukkah.
This song if you sang Connection. It's like,
no, this is not the one I sing. I sing A Connection Is Made. It works for jigsaw puzzles. Like when you make a bridge through the middle of a jigsaw puzzle, a connection is made.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is Dave Grohl and Greg Kirsten, his producer, performing. Do you recognize it?
No.
Oh, that is a huge alternative hit. Like, they had a couple of them. They had another one called Vaseline. Remember that one?
Let me hear Vaseline.
Oh, can you just play their actual, it's Elastica.
All right, give me a second.
I don't even recognize the name of the band.
How funny.
You mean Erasure?
No. Elastica. All right.
Maybe you mean Metallica?
They think the lead singer's name is Justine something, isn't it, John? Do you remember?
John's there?
Yeah, he's sitting next to me.
What's John doing there?
It's Thursday. We're getting our house.
Hi, John.
We have to hide in the studio.
I see.
Hey, Ben.
By the way, I'm going to need 10%. Well, I guess I don't think that works out. I put in a very good word for your efforts on our song this Friday.
You're the star of it.
At least 2 extra minutes.
All right, play me the Elastica song.
All right, it's a short song, huh?
Yeah, they're all short. They're all real short.
Okay, all right, just want to make sure they're right. Well, here it is.
When you stuck like a Vaseline, when you need some good one.
Oh, Jane has weighed in on Elastica. Her favorite is Stutter.
All right.
Vaseline.
Stutter
was her Elastica fave.
All right, let's see.
Man, I know a lot of music from the 80s. Deep.
No, this is 90s. This is like mid 90s. This is Jane's favorite.
I don't know this at all.
That's, I like it.
That's
how
amazing.
Weird.
I can't believe it. It was.
You mean Veruca Salt?
Nope. Kind of sounds like that, doesn't it? Jane, we should add all the old Elastica songs. They're so good. A connection is made. Jesus. Anyway, so that was the Hanukkah connection. Sessions night six. The Kirsten and Grohl. It's not that connection. No, different one. By the way, she says, yeah. So that's it. We're going to start playing Elastica now. Thanks, Jane.
All right.
And then last night was... Yeah. Last night was night seven. And, well, I think you'll recognize this song. Obviously, somebody in this band was Jewish. Let's have a listen. You know what? This is like the one Knack song I don't know, because I only know the one song. I fully expected them to be doing My Sharona. It's some Knack song.
Yeah, I don't know this one either. They had a fringe second hit, but My Sharona is the only one that anyone would have known from that.
I know.
Era,
that's so funny.
It was a huge hit.
He put it. Oh, is this them doing it?
No. It's not. Oh. I just pulled it because you were talking about
it. I see. They actually said in the description of the thing, my shalom. Get it?
Oh,
shalom.
Cute.
Hilarious. Sure. Shalom, hello. So I just assumed it was going to be My Sharona. It's not. There you go. That was night seven. Tonight will be the final night. We'll listen to that tomorrow. Oh, and then, by the way, we'll be on vacation. I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah, I know. It's surprise. Surprise, Vin. Vacation coming up. All right. Oh, my goodness. We are.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. We are completely out of time. And it is now time for Vinny to tell us what's coming up in the news.
I'll get to that TikTok dance and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.